Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Food and dietary supplements products discussed on this program are intended to contribute to the daily diet and overall health and are not intended for the use in the prevention, treatment, mitigation, or cure of any disease or health-related condition. Individuals that have or suspect they have illness or wish to commence a diet or exercise program should consult an appropriately licensed healthcare practitioner for a medical history evaluation, diagnosis, treatment, and health recommendations.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 or 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And we have lots to talk about today. I do have a new CD out, so everybody can be looking for that. You know, you can go to www.drjwallach.com, and if they don't have it posted yet, you can ask them about it, and you can still put your order in, and they'll ship it to you in a day or two. Okay, the CD is Dr. Wallach's A Law of Photosynthetic Disruption and Global Warming. I go into the cause, prevention, and cure of global warming. Okay, it started billions of years ago, and it occurs always when there's glaciations, okay, when there's glaciers, and or when humans build dams. It's the dams. It's either the dams for electricity, hydroelectric, for irrigation, for water conservation, things like flood control. But back before there were men who did that, there were glaciers who made dams. They're called moraines. These glaciers, moraines, did the same thing that human dams do. They blocked the flow of food, okay, which are the minerals. And you have to appreciate the photosynthesis requires more than just sunlight and chlorophyll. Now, when you get taught about photosynthesis in grade school, or junior high, or high school, or college, or you know, if you're going to take and get a PhD degree in something, biology of some kind, guess what? All they talk about is sunshine and chlorophyll, the chloroplasts, okay, which are mitochondria, little energy things with chlorophyll in them. But here's the piece they leave out. They always leave out that the process of photosynthesis requires 20 nutrients, 9 macronutrients and 11 micronutrients for a series of biochemical reactions for photosynthesis to take place. Now, without that happening, the green plants just sit there and stare at you. They don't do their job because they need those 20 nutrients. And that's why we have coal. 500 million years ago, we didn't have coal. Coal started 500 million years ago. There was no coal before that. It just sort of popped up. And that's because the glacier moraines, these glacial dams, blocked up the nutrients going into the swamps where all the algae were, and all the algae died, and they became coal. Now, before that, there's no coal. So right now, 83% of all coal in the world, no matter what continent you're on, it comes from algae, and 17% comes from peat moss, P-E-A-T, moss, okay? I didn't want you to think it was P-E-T-E, it's P-E-A-T, peat moss, okay? And so this is actually goes back to the beginning of time. In the beginning, everything was in the ocean, there was no oxygen, the land was dry, and algae was it, okay? That produced oxygen for all the critters of every kind, invertebrates and vertebrates in the water. They required oxygen, were supplied oxygen by the photosynthesis process by algae in the water, okay? But in ocean water, you're getting lots of nutrition, okay? And so they didn't have a problem. But once you started getting on land, then the availability of these nutrients varied highly depending on where in the land they were and varied depending on where these glacial moraines were damming up the flow of water. Usually in those days, there's lots of minerals in the water from volcanic eruptions and erosion and that kind of stuff, right? Well, there you go. Well, now there's two things you can do with global warming in your home. Number one, you want to have a victory garden. You want to have house plants in pots in every room in your house, bathrooms, bedrooms. Plants don't make noise or bark or anything like that, so they're not going to keep you awake. And so you need to have at least one plant per window in a pot, and potted plants, a green plant. And I want you to water that plant every week with our blooming minerals. Either, you know, it's a crystal, comes in 40-pound bags. It has 75 minerals in there from plants origin. You put a couple of teaspoons or tablespoons, depending on the size of the plant, of these minerals in there, and then water the plant. When they're little small plants, you can use our plant minerals, okay, that people drink. It's just plain plant minerals, plant-derived colloidal minerals in a bottle. Put 2 or 3 or 4 ounces of that in a pint of water and water your house plant, your small house plants with that. And you'll give the plants what they need to perform photosynthesis and break down any carbon dioxide in your house to oxygen and carbon chains. What do you think about it? These sequoia trees, they're 200, 300 feet tall. Those sequoia trees, all that trunk of that tree is made from the carbon dioxide that came out of the air from the process of photosynthesis. Now, it required a lot of nutrients to make that happen. Well, if these nutrients are blocked by either man-made dams or moraines from glaciers, you're going to have a problem. And that's why we have these problems sporadically, because they always occur during glaciations. Back after these messages.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show, where there are alternatives to drugs, doctors, and surgery. To speak to Dr. Joel Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let's Play Doctor on the More Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And again, I want you to, get a hold of www.drjwallach.com and get a hold of my new CD out, Dr. Wallach's Law, L-A-W, Law of Photosynthetic Disruption and Global Warming. Because all these global warmings occur maybe in your backyard, might occur in a city, might occur in one valley, might occur, and then 6 months later, 2 years later, it occurs in another valley 50 or 200 or 1,000 miles away. It doesn't occur globally. Okay, this occurs in a random fashion. It's always based on nutritional deficiencies of the green plants and the algae, because photosynthesis requires 20 nutrients, 9 macronutrients and 11 micronutrients for a series of biochemical reactions or the photosynthesis process to take place. And so just because there's a green plant sitting there doesn't mean it's doing its job. If it's deficient in any one of those, or it's low in 2 or 3 of them, you're going to have problems. You're still responsible for taking your 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And so it's essential that you take what you need, but then also you're going to be feeding with our blooming minerals, the crystals, to the bigger plants in your house and outside. In the smaller plants, you can use our plant-derived colloidal minerals, a couple ounces of those in a pint of water, and water them weekly with those plant minerals. And that way, you're going to get more oxygen in the house and around your yard and everything, and your classroom and your workplace, your office, the doctor's waiting room. We're talking about every place that people accumulate. Churches, temples should have these plants with all these minerals in there, and that will have plenty of oxygen. I mean, it would change everything, how people feel at the end of the day, oh, my gosh, I'm exhausted, I don't know what to do. Well, you see what more oxygen does for you, okay? This is I'm so excited about this. And, of course, we're supposed to have a big news release. This is going to be all over the world at one time, because when I figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis, they fired me because they said it wasn't genetic. When I gave Jerry Lewis the information to show that muscular dystrophy is just a simple nutritional deficiency disease, and it could be prevented and reversed with supplementation, the Muscular Dystrophy Association fired Jerry Lewis and shut off the telethon after he'd raised $2 billion for him, because they didn't want to hear about it, that we'd already found the cure. And then, of course, the babies dying from sentiment death syndrome, doctors say that the women, mothers, laid and rolled on their babies and smothered their babies and killed their babies. There were so many women committed suicide when they were told they had killed their baby. They hung themselves. They shot themselves. They took poison. They stabbed themselves in the chest. You know, Harry Carey kind of stuff. And that's because the doctors didn't know what these things were, and they just said, oh, it's genetic, oh, it's autoimmune, and the mother's laying on the babies. None of that was true. Okay? Well, and April 16, 2013, a federal court forced the FDA to force all the baby food manufacturers to put our nutrients in the baby formulas. Now, you haven't heard much about those three diseases anymore, cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and sentiment death syndrome, because the babies now, if they're getting baby formulas, they're getting my nutrients. Duh. We save millions and millions and millions of kids all over the world because we force the manufacturers, even though the medical doctors are saying, don't put those minerals in there, they're poisonous. But the FDA forced them to do it. Isn't that crazy? Okay, well, we're at that point now when it comes to this global warming. Global warming is like a fever when you have COVID-19. Just taking an aspirin is not going to solve your problem. So why is it, okay, why is it that obesity is a very, very serious sort of warning signal? If you have, if you're obese, you're at a very high risk of dying or having serious side effects of COVID-19. So what is it about obesity? Well, obesity is caused by nutritional deficiency. Obesity is not caused by eating too much. You're eating too much because of a nutritional deficiency. It causes a behavior called PICA. You can look it up in any dictionary. PICA, P-I-C-A. You can even ask Siri. Hey, Siri, what is PICA, P-I-C-A? And PICA is this insatiable drive to eat. Frank, you just had a 5,000-calorie dinner. You've had 3 desserts. You're looking for more desserts. I mean, what's going on here? I don't know. I'm still hungry. Well, that's because he's got PICA, which is a nutritional deficiency. And that's the same thing we got going on here with this global warming. The global warming occurred always, going back millions and billions of years ago. It always occurred during a glaciation when the glaciers were causing these moraines, these glacial dams, and even long before there were even hominids, even before a human-like creatures, okay? But these moraines, M-O-R-A-I-N-E-S, we're redirecting mineral and water flow, or sometimes shutting it off completely, and that's why downstream you'd have all these mass extinctions, because they couldn't do the photosynthesis, and they all needed oxygen, and all the mass die-offs, thousands of species during the big five mass extinctions died because of hypoxia. Hypoxia, just like this couple, their kid and their dog died in Yosemite National Park. They didn't have any bullet holes in them. None of them were taking any drugs. The giveaway is the dog died too. They didn't have anything wrong with them. They all died of hypoxia because they were in a dip, a little valley along a walking path, and didn't have any oxygen in it, and they died of hypoxia because I have to go there myself and see. I know that they have dams and all kinds of things there. Well, there you go. We'll be back after these messages.
Do you want more ways to reduce or even eliminate prescription drugs from your life? Call Dr. Joel Wallach on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
Kim was suffering with MS, migraines, and hypoglycemia. For many years, she was undiagnosed, and then for 2 years after being diagnosed, she was treated with chemotherapy, among other things, and it just got worse. Then Kim called Dr. Joel Wallach.
It has been amazing. Cut my medications down to less than a third. I would say within the first week, I was seeing recognizable, significant results, and within a month, it was just amazing, and even they're seeing healing in my optic nerves, almost completely healed. It's been great.
Are you suffering with a disease or ailment that needs help? Get help today. Call your Youngevity distributor at the number you'll hear during the show. That will put you in touch with one of Dr. Wallach's trained staff so you can get on the road to a happier, healthier life. Or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Well, I went to the doc, and he informed me I no longer have diabetes and quit taking any other medicine.
Well, how long did you had diabetes?
12 years and off.
And then how long had you been on the Youngevity products?
About a year.
Now, isn't that phenomenal?
And one more thing, my hair is growing back.
Your hair is
I've been bald for 40 years. I've lost close to 100 pounds.
And I know your story will give hope to a lot of people who have weight challenges, who have diabetes challenges. And we actually have thousands of people a month who have the same experience that Ted does. We have people who were diabetic for 30 years, and in 30 days, their doctor declared them diabetes-free.
Did you think that you were destined to be diabetic or overweight forever? Call for a free consultation today, 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And the obesity rate's going up like crazy in the United States, 38%, and it's just like crazy, and, you know, in the last couple of years. And it has still it's something to do with this nutritional deficiency and the lack of photosynthesis. And, of course, obesity is one of the big risk factors for this COVID thing because it's a nutritional deficiency. The behavior pica causes you to eat and you gain weight, but you haven't dealt with that nutritional deficiency. Same thing is true with this climate change thing. It goes back to the beginning of time. It has nothing to do with fossil fuels, okay? It has nothing to do with that. And so we have to kind of readjust our thinking. And then I want people to realize that you are still responsible for your 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And if you do that, and stay away from gluten so you can maximize absorption, you're going to give your body defenses that it needs to defend itself against viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast, and so on. You want to make your immune system happy, which is your bone marrow cavity. And it takes some work to do that. You've got to stay away from gluten so you can maximize absorption. No gluten. No gluten. That's why the Asians do well compared to us. You look at China with 1.4 billion people. China with 1.4 billion people, they only have 4,000 dead. We have 332 million people. We have one-fifth their population. We have 685,000 dead versus 4,000 dead. Duh. Okay, let's see here. Chuck, let's go to callers or emails.
All right, Dr. Welk, this is an email from Sam in Oklahoma. He wants to know what's the best substitute, a quick substitute, if you will, for rabies or some sort of animal bite, including that of a rattlesnake bite or two.
Okay, I didn't quite get that. So we were talking about rabies, now rattlesnake bites. I mean, what's the...
He wants to know what's a quick substitute if you're unable to get to the doctor. What's the best thing to use, especially with the 90 essential nutrients?
Okay, for rabies?
For rabies, for snake bites, et cetera. Again, if you can't get to the doctor. I would think maybe a killer biotic might be in that category.
Well, killer biotic, yeah, that's our mushrooms, including the reese seed mushroom, which, you know, it supports your immune system. But let's see here. Basically, what you want to do if you're not on the 90 essential nutrients, if you do have some of the plant minerals with you, you can just rub them on you. I mean, we have people that really, really were in comas that have, you know, they've been told they only have days or weeks to live, and we just rub the plant derived colloidal minerals on them, and 3 days later they wake up and they're back to normal. They go back to work, and that was 3, 5, 8, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and they're still going strong. All the doctors, you know, gave them the sign of the cross and said, hey, you only got hours or days or weeks to live. And by just rubbing the plant-derived colloidal minerals on them, because they couldn't swallow, they didn't have a G-tube to pump it through, so we just had to rub the minerals on them to absorb it through their skin. The body does a great thing when you give it, just like the same thing with chlorophyll and the 20 nutrients. The chlorophyll's sitting there waiting. You give it the 20 nutrients, chlorophyll, wham, goes right to work immediately, same way with your body. And so whether it's a virus, whether it's an injury, you really, really, really want to have those with you. Now, people think I'm crazy because I take three suitcases with me when I travel. Two of them are just my supplements. Only one has my clothes and changes and that kind of stuff in there. But two of them have about a two-month supply of nutrients, even though I'm only going to be gone for 2 weeks. Why do I take a two-month supply? Well, who knows, man? All the planes will, pilots will go on strike. I'm not going to bet my life because... or risk my life because all the pilots are going on strike. Okay, and so I always take much, much, much more than I'm going to need for a short period of time. So you always want to be taking those 90 essential nutrients and take them with you. That's why we have these little sticks. They have these things in dry powder form, these little tubes. Cut the end off the tube, put it in some water and drink it. You don't have to carry quarts of liquid with you. And that's how I get on planes with a two-month supply of the stuff, because they take all the dry powdered things, and it's an amazing thing. Also, for infectious diseases, we have the colloidal silver, which kills just about all viruses. It comes in 4-ounce bottles. I put two of those droppers full under my tongue 30 minutes before each meal, and 30 minutes before bedtime. I've been doing that for 25 years. I'm 82 years old, and I don't have COVID. I use our hand sanitizer. Take our hand sanitizer. It comes in 2-ounce jars. We'll be back after these messages.
Would you like to ask Dr. Wallach a question but can't call the show? Send us an email at emaildrw@gmail.com. If we use it on the show, we will email back his response. Be sure to include age, height, and weight, as well as conditions that you've been diagnosed with. There's no need to list medications that you are taking. Send it to emaildrw@gmail.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New research saying the U.S. has seen a rise in mass shootings nationwide since the coronavirus pandemic began. A study out today in the journal JAMA Open Network also finding that mass shootings doubled in July 2020 when compared to a year before. Gun Violence Archives is reporting there have been 498 mass shootings this year so far. President Biden speaking speaking at the White House on the economy today, saying he wants to help the nation's middle class and put the nation on a new economic path.
One that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and that benefits everyone.
The Kroger supermarket chain is bringing back a worker mask requirement, regardless of the employee's vaccination status. And this is USA Radio News. The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack, the event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. But police and the National Guard not taking any chances. Workers started installing that fence around the building last night. It's another event that health officials suspect was a spreader of the virus in New York City. Health department officials say anyone who attended the Electric Zoo Musical Festival over Labor Day weekend should get tested for COVID immediately, regardless of your vaccination status. Weekly jobless claims were up a bit last week from the week before, and this is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Play Doctor on the Bar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Divinity, 9 o'clock Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free. Let's see here. 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll free. 1-877-912-7529. And the second part of that first question there was snake bite. And we learned that as Boy Scouts. You get snake bit and you don't have any anti venom with you. What you do is you put a tourniquet above it, above the joint, above where you got, let's say you get bit in the wrist or the forearm, you get put a tourniquet above your elbow, really, I mean tight. I don't care if you kill your arm, cut off the circulation of the arm. I'd rather cut my arm off than die from a snake bite, right? And so you want to use a tourniquet, and then if it's in within range of you, you want to cut through the snake bite with a razor blade or a knife, or however you do it, and somebody needs to suck the blood and the poison and stuff out, spit it out, of course, don't swallow it, and so forth. And so you can get any Boy Scout manual, Boy Scout field manual, and tell you how to do first aid for a snake bite. I mean, this is very simple stuff, but thanks for the question. Okay, let's see here. Chuck, let's go to callers or emails.
All right, Dr. Wallach, this is from Babs in Virginia. She's got a question on diabetic and joint pain. She's 66 years old. She suffers from diabetes, joint pain, knee and back pain. She weighs about 189 pounds, stands at about 5.5 feet tall. What can be done?
Okay. Let's see. Osteoporosis, arthritis, joint pain, back pain, sciatica, all that kind of stuff. Not unusual for somebody, you know, who's, what'd she say she was, how old is it?
66.
66, thank you. Yeah, I didn't get that part written down. 66, thank you. 66, yeah, that's not unusual for somebody her age if she wasn't supplementing with the 90 essential nutrients and still eating bad foods. So she's got to get rid of the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And at 189 pounds, I want her to take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, a full dose of anything twice a day. I want her to take 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 of those at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, bone rings, and bone itself. That include her back and her knees and all the other joints in her body, plus maybe osteoporosis of her skull. Her diabetes, she needs 2 of our healthy blood. So let's back up here. She needs 2 bottles of our Sweeties, 2 bottles of Sweeties, which she could take 3 twice a day. And if she's on medication for diabetes, don't cold turkey off the medication, but take our supplement program, keep taking her medication, test her blood sugar every day like she's supposed to, and as her blood sugar slowly comes down, she can slowly reduce her medication based on the numbers. Usually within 2 to 6 weeks, she'll be an ex-diabetic. Same way with the joints and the back. They respond very quickly to getting rid of the bad foods and taking the supplements, because when you have joint problems, it's not an aging thing. It's not a autoimmune thing. It's not a genetic thing. It's not autoimmune. It's not aging. It is, in fact, just a simple nutritional deficiency disease. And I deal with people who are in their 80s and 90s, even 105, that we have been able to reverse their arthritis and osteoporosis very, very quickly. Usually, I say, always give me 90 days. Usually within 6 to 10 weeks, they see significant benefit, and long before 90 days is up, they don't have their problems anymore. Great question. Again, we're looking for help. We are growing like crazy. You can imagine with this pandemic. It's one of those things where, again, Texas has the worst example, okay? They are really bad. They had over 400 people die in Texas from the COVID. 400 people died. They had 22,000 new infections, and they only have 28 million people, 28.9, almost 29 million people. Compared to the Chinese with 1.4 billion people.
Are you taking prescription drugs? At best, they're covering up your symptoms. How about trying something that addresses the cause of your problems? Call Dr. Joel Wallach on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back. Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And don't forget, kind of go to our website, www.drjwallach.com, and get a hold of this new CD, Dr. Wallach's Law of Photosynthetic Disruption and Global Warming. If they don't have it posted yet, there is a phone number on there. You can still call that phone number on that website and get your order in, and you'll be one of the first ones to ship to. And so this is going to save the world, and you want to be part of that. Let's see here. Chuck, let's go to callers, emails, or one of your magic shows.
All right, Dr. Wallach, with about 20-plus years of the Let's Play Doctor show, here's a flashback to a caller from the past.
Chuck, let's go to California and our friend, Nurse Esther. Mr. Esther, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Oh, Dr. Wallach, praise always for you. You're doing an excellent job for the community, and please.
Well, thank you.
Continue the good work. And with that said, I have a 70-year-old male. He weighs 140 pounds. His height, 5'6". He has been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis with scar tissues. However, as the nurse consultant, patient advocate, I've suggested for my patient no wheat, including oatmeal, barley, rye, no processed foods, no fast foods, no processed meats, no oils, no sugar, no sodas, no carbonated drinks. What is the course of action for my patient?
I apologize. How much did he weigh?
140 pounds, height 5'6".
Oh, well, he's about my size. I weigh 142 and I'm 5'6", okay? Okay. Okay, thank you. Anyway, so what we want to do for him is make sure that he gets one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I want him to get another bottle of our selenium, not from Walgreens, but our selenium, because it has those five cofactors in there. And I want him to take three of our selenium twice a day and a half a dose of everything in the healthy brain and heart pack at breakfast and a half a dose of everything at dinner time. And so I also want him to, and when you have pulmonary fibrosis, you know, is it really pulmonary fibrosis? Is it COPD? Does he have hiccups? Does he have anything like that? Does he have fast heart rate or slow heart rate? Anything going on in his chest?
Nothing. No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So let's go with that. You know, say one healthy brain and heart pack per month, an extra bottle of our selenium. I want him to get, I go with two bottles of our MSM, so he can take three of those with each meal. And they're going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs, between vertebrae, bone, mix of bone itself, including, when you say connective tissue, the lung and all the cartilage in the trachea and bronchi and all the support tissues in the lungs are connective tissues. So they need those MSM. Okay. Also, we have a product called OxyBody. I want him, 140 pounds, he could start out with a half ounce of OxyBody at breakfast and half ounce a half hour before bedtime. So that one quart is going to last him a month. And after a month or so, he could go try a half ounce of the MSM, excuse me, a half ounce of the OxyBody at breakfast and then a full ounce at dinner time. But go for a month or two first, so just one quart a month. And then also, I want him to deal with a Rebound or a sports drink. It has 100 nutrients in it. It has 75 minerals and 25 vitamins and amino acids. And so let's go there, but add the OxyBody. And he doesn't seem to have any other problems other than this fibrosis, pulmonary fibrosis, and lung issues. And so it could be a back thing. It could be a peripheral neuropathy. It could be a deficiency of certain nutrients. Because he has a gluten issue, so he's got to give up the gluten so he can absorb all these nutrients. And that way he'll have a better respiratory picture, okay? Like I say, I'm 82 years old, and I don't have any respiratory problems. And I, you know, do a lot of stuff out there in the world, and so why is it that I don't have any pre-existing conditions? Well, because I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients for 74 years. I've been gluten-free for 74 years. And I think that, and you know this, being in the medical profession, that the medical profession doesn't stress this enough to stay away from the bad foods. You know, when they get diabetes, they say, oh, you got to stay away from sugar. Well, that's too late when they got diabetes. Okay.
Okay, Dr. Wallach, anything else you'd like to add to that regimen?
No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So let's just stick with that. Okay. And so, again, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we do have, I think we got 5,000 products now. We deal with over 600 different diseases, and we have 15 books. We got over 100 CDs with this new one we just put together, Dr. Wallach's Law of Photosynthetic Disruption and Global Warming. So go to www.drjwallach.com. And if it's not listed there yet on the website, there's a toll-free number on the website. You can go ahead and call that toll-free number and put your order in. And, of course, there are volume discounts and all that kind of stuff. I want to get this information to people. I want to be talking to them not only about their own 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 amino acids to meet their requirements for nutrition, but also everybody needs to have a victory garden in their house and in their yard. This can include their decorative plants around the house, you know, the little pine trees and bushes and things and flowers, but also a garden where you grow tomatoes and squash and beans and onions. We grow a lot of things like cucumbers and bell peppers and stuff like that. So we use a lot of the blooming minerals. And so our yard looks like a jungle. We have all these plants, the trees of every kind you can think of. We got, I think, 6 different types of fruit trees, and we have probably about 8 different vegetables we're growing in our garden. And everything is luxurious. We look like, you know, like the jungle because we use so much of this blooming minerals and the plant-derived minerals on our plants as well as taking them ourselves. So we're actually subsidizing, if you will. We're supporting the process of photosynthesis, because photosynthesis needs more than just oxygen and sunlight and chlorophyll. There we go, chlorophyll. Okay, and so this is a process, and this is why these things were happening millions and billions of years ago. Man didn't have to be involved. Anything, any natural event that took place, like glaciers. In fact, every time there was a mass extinction, there was a glacier age. There was a glacial age. And, of course, the glaciers produce these moraines, M-O-R-A-I-N-E-S. And I didn't realize how big they were. They could be 500 foot tall. They could be 15 to 50 miles wide. And these glaciers are pushing these moraines along. If you go to Glacier National Park, you go to the Yosemite National Park, not only do you see the glaciers that are there that have the moraines now, but you see moraines from glaciers that have melted millions of years ago. You see old moraines there. And you can see all the minerals that they had accumulated and formed these dams, which in some cases just totally dammed up small creeks and rivers and things like that and shut off the food supply downstream. But also sometimes they redirected it. Sometimes they redirected the streams. So instead of the water going north, it went maybe northwest or maybe east. And so forth. So places that didn't have much suddenly are now blossoming, and they're getting a algal bloom in a lake where suddenly now all these minerals are showing up, which is what happened recently in the Lake Tahoe. And they had all these forest fires in Lake Tahoe with all these balls of fire in the crown of the trees and above the trees. That's not a typical forest fire. Why was that happening? Well, all the algae that had been building up for over 100 years in Lake Tahoe, everybody complaining about the algae, they didn't want to take their kids in the water in Lake Tahoe with the slimy algae. But suddenly now, when all those glaciers and moraines began to melt north of Lake Tahoe and all those minerals got into Lake Tahoe from surface water, oh, my gosh, guess what? Well, suddenly now all that algae is producing all that oxygen, and the oxygen production of that algae, which was driving the fires to go into the crown of the trees and above the trees, a very unique. They had 7,000 professional firefighters that couldn't even touch that fire. They couldn't get it below 1% control. And once the fire got beyond 100 miles away from the lake, suddenly now 65% under control because the wind had pushed it beyond the oxygen source. Okay? And so this is all very simple stuff. Once you see what's going on here, this is not difficult to understand the process. But we can prevent all these terrible events by making sure that all the algae and all the water gets its minerals, all the trees, grasses get their minerals, and so photosynthesis can take place. And when you listen to this CD, when you watch this news release, oh my gosh, it'll blow your mind.
You found the Let's Play Doctor Show. We're here each weekday afternoon. Phone lines open at 3:40 Eastern, so that's the best time when you should reach out to Dr. Joel Wallach. Call 1-877-912, play 1-877-912-7529.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to callers or emails.
All right, Dr. Wallach, this is an email from Daniel in New Jersey who says, we get both hurricanes and snowstorms, which the politicians will usually blame on global warming and or climate change. He wants to know what's the difference between the climate change global warming you talk about and the other ones that the politicians usually talk about.
Okay, there's no difference. They're just, they don't know what causes it, so they're going to blame it on something that they don't have control of, so they don't have to be blamed for it. Okay, it's kind of like doctors. Why did they say that babies that died of Sedimentary Syndrome were being laid on by their mothers? Because they didn't know what the actual cause was, which is hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, a simple nutritional deficiency disease heart attack. I've done 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of that. I'm very familiar with it. But doctors don't know, and so they just make stuff up. They're very, very, historically, they make stuff up. When they don't know anything, they just make something up. They knew back in the old days that all the diseases were caused by evil spirits because they didn't have microscopes to see bacteria. All right? And so that's a very good question. So there's no difference between what I'm talking about, what they're talking about. It's just I know what the answer is, how to prevent it, how to reverse it, and they know nothing. And so I just decided it's time to come out with a CD and a news release so that everybody gets the information, and we can provide information. Again, this news release is only going to be a page long, but the paper that goes with it, if you request it, is about, I don't know, 15, 20 pages long. It goes into great detail, and it's going to be a chapter in a book. All right? It may even be the basis of a big book. I think probably it'll wind up being a basis for a big book. When doctors don't know something, they make something up. When politicians don't know something, they make something up. And that's just the way it is. When mom and dad don't know something, they just make something up. When the kid asks them a question, they don't say, honey, I don't know, but I'll find out and tell you tomorrow. No, they don't say that. They just say, well, that's the way God wants it. Okay, now what a silly thing to say. Then people do that when they don't know what to say. They push off the information somewhere, some other direction. And this is very typical of all humanity since the beginning of time. But the difference is I know the cause and prevention and cure of global warming, and they don't. So they make up information to try and make you believe, you know, they know what's going on, but there's nothing we can do about it. No, that's not true. But at any rate, don't forget Dr. Wallach's law of photosynthetic disruption and global warming. This is going to be the biggest story in a couple of thousand years. And I'm very, very excited about this because we are going to save millions of lives and billions of dollars all over the world because of just this little bit of information. Again, the medical schools, the schools of biology, science classes, nobody ever taught what I'm teaching at this point. Nobody was ever taught that the process of photosynthesis requires 20 nutrients for the series of biochemical reactions necessary for photosynthesis to take place. And so that's the difference between now and then, me and them. Okay. And again, go to www.drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com. And if they don't have the new CD posted, there is a toll-free number on there. You can call that toll-free number and put your order in for that new CD. And don't forget your victory gardens. Get the oxygen levels in your house, your workplace, your office. Get that oxygen level up. And you do that just simply by fertilizing your potted plants. At least one or two potted plants per window in your house and office and your church, your school. Well, thank you so much, Chuck. Super job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. God bless the American flag. God bless our national anthem. And God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-4444.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.